Hi, I'm Jerry Bruckheimer, the producer of F1, the movie.
And first of all, very timely release with the end of Formula One season this week. What was it like working with the crew of Formula One on this film in particular?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, we had a mixed crew, British crew, and some Americans, but it was pretty much a British crew. We had Irish actors, we had Spanish actors, American actors. It was a real international cast and crew.
And it was so amazing watching the films, just seeing so many different cameos from all the different Formula One celebrities and those familiar voices that so many of us have grown up with.
It sure is. And what's exciting about this movie is the story, and we embed you in the world of F1. Whether you're a fan or not, it's a very emotional story about Sonny Hayes, who, when he was young, had an opportunity and blew it and was looking for a second chance. And it's a redemption story, so it's really exciting. Plus, we had, Brad Pitt, who actually drove these cars. He trained for 4 months learning how to drive. So did Damson, not how to drive these really fast cars. They were going 180 miles an hour. And then we created 16 camera positions all around the car, four at a time, to give the authenticity. And we also had one camera that, for the first time ever, a remote panning camera that we can pan remotely on all the tracks, so you could see Brad driving and a car trying to pass him. So that's another thing that was very exciting about it.
And it's so amazing to see, of course, you've worked on some very iconic military films, including Top Gun, Pearl Harbor, Black Hawk Down, and watching those sort of cockpit scenes in the Formula One movie was very reminiscent of that. What kind of, injection of your military experience working in the films have you done for Formula One in particular?
Well, it's about teamwork, and that's what the military is all about. We had a military operation basically by moving to 9 different tracks. So we had built our own garage. We had to wrap it up. We had to ship 6 cars, around the world, which the military does all the time. And it's about teamwork. Filmmaking is teamwork, and that's what makes the military great.
And with that military connection, one of the words that stood out for me in particular was Plan C, which was combat. What does that word mean for you for this film, but also on many of the films that you've worked on previously?
Well, we call it, Brad says, elbows out. So it's about, making sure you get to the front of the pack and be the first one there, which is usually pretty important in any form.
Hundreds of thousands of people right across the forces world have already seen the film in cinemas. It's being released on Apple TV on Friday. What have been some of the feedback from the film so far?
Well, it's been amazing. It's Brad Pitt's highest grossing movie ever, and he's been around the business a long time. It's the highest grossing sports movie ever. It got fabulous reviews, and the fact it was in the cinemas from the end of June until just recently. So it's a real crowd pleaser, and people love it, and they keep going back to see it again. So that's exciting. Look, if you're in the world of F1 or not, it doesn't matter. It's an emotional story. We've had women come up and say, look, I didn't want to see this movie because it was a racing movie, but after I've seen it, I want to go to an F1 race, and I love the experience of watching this movie. I'm going to tell my friends to go see it because it's emotional.
And like you said, those action-packed scenes, which are just thrilling in themselves, let alone having the stunts that the actors performed with. What was it like working with the likes of Lewis Hamilton and also Toto Wolff with this?
It was great. Toto leaned in to build the engine, not the engine, but the body for our car. He created a beautiful car along with Joe Kosinski. Design of it, and Lewis kept us honest as far as the racing is concerned, make sure we didn't make any mistakes, and we got everything as accurate as possible as you can make in a big Hollywood movie.
And for you personally, is there a favorite scene that you always think of fondly for Formula One?
I think that it's a combination of all the scenes that make the picture work. It's not just one scene, but there's a scene on the balcony where Brad explains what it's like driving the car, and it really came from Lewis, who told us what he feels like when the car, everything's working right. So that's worth seeing the movie, just that, to listen to that.
Absolutely. We were watching the film thinking, those scenes in Top Gun where it's not about the plane, it's about the pilot. And that's very much true of the Formula One film. And for those who haven't seen it yet, but are about to, thanks to Apple TV, what do you hope they take away from this?
I think it's an emotional movie. I think you're going to feel better when you walk out than when you walked in. And we're going to entertain you for over 2 hours. And you'll get immersed in this story because it's very exciting and emotional.
BFBS, the Forces Station.